Please stand and join in Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.
I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray you that you have kept me this day also from sin.
Remain standing and we sing the first three stanzas of the hymn. Today, September 29th, is a festival in the church calendar referred to as the Day of St. Michael and All Angels. And it's a wonderful day in that it's specifically dedicated to speaking about the doctrine of the angels. They are quiet creatures. We don't talk about them all that much in the church. They appear frequently in lots of Bible stories, of course, don't they? Christmas time, Easter, they're there, they're important. And so the church has set this day aside, especially to thank God for the gift of his holy angels, created, of course, to serve him, and miraculously and wonderfully created by him to serve us, too. They are here helping us. We can't see them, but that is part of the invisible world in which we live. It's very comforting. The next stanzas remind us of the daily battle of the Christian, the fact that Satan is still around, even though the victory has already been won. Christ said it is finished, and it was. The victory is won, but the battle continues. And so he is always out there trying to muck things up, because Satan does not like it when things are going well in the church. He doesn't like it when everybody in the world is healthy. He doesn't care for it when households get along. He doesn't like it when schools are successful. All of these things quivers in his bag of his arrows that he wants to destroy what good things God has created. So the next stanzas, 4, 5, and 6, paint a very realistic picture of the world in which we live. Again, we see the fruit of Satan's work, but we don't necessarily see him creeping around like that lion. Seeking whom he may devour.
stanzas 4, 5, and 6.
Sneaking up on you when you least expect it. Oh my gosh.
Check if the pacemaker is working.
It is. And the original poem, written in Latin by, you see up there, Philip Melanchthon, and then later on, someone who knew him quite well, in fact, Paul Eber, who was a pastor in Wittenberg at he knew Luther too, but mostly he came to influence later on. He uses Melanchthon's hymn and sort of jumps off of that and creates this other hymn. So it's not actually a translation of Melanchthon's Latin hymn, but it's based on ideas from that hymn. Another interesting thing about this, the tune, of course, you see it's called Old Hundredth. It's probably, of all of the melodies of Christian hymnody, probably the most well-known. You can go, well, you used to be able to go to like any picnic or something and say, stand up and we'll sing the doxology, and everybody could do that. Now, this was not a hymn that was melody that was written by a Lutheran composer. If you look at it, it's a fellow with a wonderful French name, Louis Bourgeois. And he was a composer who worked very closely with John Calvin, the other reformer who lived and worked in the city of Geneva. And with Calvin and some other poets, Bourgeois created melodies for the psalms that were sung in the Calvinist churches. They didn't sing hymns because God had not commanded us to sing hymns, but he had commanded us to sing psalms. So the text that they sang always came from the Book of Psalter and some of the other passages in Scripture. But it was fairly restrictive. But we have some very, very, very wonderful tunes that come from that tradition. This is probably, like I said, the most well-known. Another one that we sing around here all the time. Da 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 bum 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 bum. Or in Advent, comfort, comfort ye my people. Also comes from that same tradition. So even though we don't sing a lot of the psalm texts anymore, according to the metrical versions that were created at that time, we still use a lot of those tunes. And it's called Old Hundredth because when it was used in England, in one of the first English Psalters, again, that had only texts from the Psalms, by and large, This was paired up with the paraphrase of Psalm 100. And since it was published in the old version of the Psalm book, it was referred to the tune as Old Hundredth, not because this hymn has so many verses. The only time that this tune was really used in Lutheranism was on St. Michael's Day. And so the pairing of this text and that tune came together fairly quickly and have stuck. Now we're going to look at stanzas 7 through 10. And in these stanzas, we are taken into Scripture for the examples of the work of the angels that we have in the Bible, some of them. It's interesting, you know, when we put the angels on the Christmas tree and things, they're usually very attractive, kind-looking, sometimes blonde with white wings and a white dress. But you know, whenever the angels show up, what's one of the first things that they say? Fear not. And one of the reasons for that is I think they're scary to look at. As nice as the ones we have on the Christmas tree are. But they are warriors. They are the heavenly army. And Christ is their commander. And they are here to do his bidding. So when they do show up, and if it happens, you should probably talk to the chaplain. It's not always a comforting personality. It's somebody with some power and majesty. So we continue now with singing 7 through 10. Comforting. And even though these are the fierce warriors of the Lord, they have this amazing property to rejoice over sinners who repent, to serve God's people, to take care of the little ones, whether we are awake or asleep. They give their kind and loving care. And finally, when death approaches, then they come and take the soul to the bosom of Jesus. It's a wonderful image and a great gift that God has given us in the creation of the angels and their ministry. Let's stand and we will sing stanzas 14, 15, and 16 in conclusion. The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us. Amen.